ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ रिलेशनशिप विद द मास्टर विद द गुरु इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एंड डीप आल्सो एंड वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट आल्सो। इट टेक्स सम टाइम टू बिगिन दिस रिलेशनशिप इन डेप्थ because in the beginning every seeker tries to evaluate the master, watches him, tries to find out what he knows, what he can tell. Step by step the relationship grows, and it is a relationship with the infinite. It never comes to an end. The true spiritual guide never wants to make anybody a slave or a disciple, in fact. He wants or she wants to make all the seekers like him. A real master in spirituality wants to make everybody a master of himself or herself. And there is nothing worldly at all in the relationship. It's a relationship of love and faith with no demands at all. It is purely a spiritual relationship. It goes on growing and growing and growing till you become your own master in the end, your own guide. Of course, the physical aspect of existence of the master is very important. That also is important. But not that much important as is the spiritual aspect. Because, in fact, the master or the guru is not a person. That is more a power of the divine flowing through the person. He is an instrument of divine work. He has nothing his own. He is just like a flute which is empty from inside, and the air and the sound and the rhythm of the flute player flows through it. He is an instrument of God's work. A true guide, a true guru has no personality of his own. When by God's grace ego disappears, then only the divine will flows through him. And seekers, according to their own receptivity, eligibility, devotion and love, go on having inspiration and guidance. So it is a relationship in itself different from other relations. Most pure in every way. In the end, there does not remain any difference in the mind of the seeker between the guide and God also. The devotion becomes the same, the one. It is said by great saints that the devotion and love towards God and Guru, they are finally one. Physically he appears as a human being, but he should not be considered as a human being. Then the evolution happens rapidly. And true service of the Master is actually obeying what he says. Obeying is the true service. The real spiritual guide never wants anything from anybody, not even service. He allows all those things to be done to him and around him just for the evolution of seekers. He gives an opportunity, in fact, because he is free from all desires. He allows people to give certain things or money as a donation or work around him just due to compassion, not because of his own requirement. There is no requirement left after divine grace. And whatever requirements there may be, they are automatically fulfilled by the divine arrangement. There is no place for any attachment, and there is all love. And the different experiences in the body, in the mind of the seekers should also be considered as the passing phases, passing. They happen, they go. They are indications of the journey, but not more than that, nothing more than that. Because everything is already existing in every seeker. It is there. It is only a question of exploration, discovery. Discovery of what is already existing in every seeker. God is not to be brought from somewhere. God exists everywhere, in every seeker. As much as in the seeker, as God exists in the guide. Sometimes it also appears, sometimes one feels very close to the Guru from inside. Sometimes a feeling of separation also may be there. Things like that go on changing. Don't worry about that. It also happens that when he starts loving more to one's own master than to others. Nothing wrong in that, but one thing should be kept in mind, that all saints should be respected. There should be respect for all saints in the world. And one should go on trying to get the good things from everywhere. Keep your windows open for wisdom to come to you from all directions. There are some people who say You come to me only. You don't go elsewhere, don't listen to anybody's things. I don't believe in that. You are free to take good things from every corner. But if you yourself feel from inside, satisfied with one person, with your master, and you don't feel any desire and urge inside to go elsewhere, to go to anybody else, or to consult anybody, then you need not. Follow your inner direction. Finally, it happens that one does not remain interested in visiting anybody else. It happens. One finds everything with one's own guide. And rather going to different places appears as distraction many times. Confusion is created also. Because another person may also be highly evolved, but the method of imparting wisdom, the expression, the methods, they differ. And then confusion is created. So it is one's independence inside. Follow your inner indication. This stage also comes that when a person, a seeker, loses interest in going to any saint, any other person, except his or her own guru, finds everything there. So it is an individual matter. Till that stage comes, if somebody goes somewhere else, all right, nothing wrong in that also. And ultimately one finds that the truth, God, was always there in one's own self. Searching at so many places with so many people in different ways, but always there. The peace, harmony and happiness were already existing there.